Madison 1670 WTDY presents There's No Place Like Broadhead.
Brought to you by Buckshot Exteriors. Roofing, siding, gutters at its best. BuckshotExteriors.com.
There's No Place Like Broadhead.
Many of Wisconsin's towns and villages in the mid-1800s had a community band which performed for festivals, parades, and other major events. And Broadhead is no exception. In 1857, the village put together its first performing ensemble called the Broadhead Tin Band. There were originally 10 members, and none of them had any musical training. In fact, they got their name from the dented, rough-looking horns they played. But according to Winona Walters with the Broadhead Historical Society, it wasn't long after the band was formed that the Civil War began. All the members enlisted and stepped onto that southbound train with their bags packed.
The first depot that was here burnt down in 1881, and the band left from that old wooden depot for the Civil War.
They enlisted en masse. The entire band went. They were gone about a year. And then they came back, were home about a year, and then they enlisted again and went the whole rest of the war. You know, you think of a band, they're just playing up in the background or something. These bands in the Civil War led the troops into battle. You know, I always think of band playing as being pretty safe, and it was very unsafe.
Frank Gumbar with the Historical Society says the band certainly did their share of traveling and became one of the most popular amongst the troops. And Tom Bernstein, also with the Historical Society, says while they were enlisted, they also saw their share of historical events.
The band traveled with General Sherman and marched into battle with him, and they also played at the Lincoln-Douglas debates in Freeport and Rockford and areas. And they played at the surrender of the North and the South in Washington, D.C., and then the grand parade in the end of the Civil War for President Lincoln. The 1st Brigade Band still perform today, and in fact the bandmaster is a former Broadhead resident. And we get them back to Broadhead about every other year to perform a concert using one of our parks, and they all do it in authentic Civil War dress and authentic instruments.
So for almost 150 years now, the 1st Brigade Band has been educating Wisconsinites about the Civil War era, and today they have over 80 volunteers who put on about 40 shows a year. So how does a band like this last for such a long time?
It just gives a chance for people to see how it was back in the 1860s and during the Civil War time. And I think it just has a lot to do with people's love for history.
Make sure you join us tomorrow as we explore another one of Broadhead's historic jewels and learn what it was like to get money from your bank account long before photo IDs. I'm Lindsay Ojivor, and you're listening to Madison 1670 WTDY.